tell you something. There are some corrupt forces at work. Let me name one of the corrupt forces. How about this? Governor Rick Perry of Texas. The governor of Texas. Listen to this scumbag. Key lawmakers from Governor Rick Perry's own Republican Party on Monday called on him to rescind his executive order making Texas the first state to require sixth grade girls to be vaccinated against an STD that causes cervical cancer. Rick Perry bypassed the Congress of Texas, bypassed the legislature, and just made an executive order, like as if he's some kind of a dictator just dictating law without the people's consent. He said, I am dictating that every sixth grader must get vaccinated against an STD by September school year start. Now, wait a minute. An STD and they're 11? What kind of a message are we teaching our children when we're vaccinating 11-year-olds against an STD? You think the children should be involved in that kind of behavior at age 11? They're not supposed to be until they're married. But good night, you're almost giving them the green light. And that's why people were outraged by Rick Perry doing this. Because they said, wait, abstinence, but, wink, wink, hint, hint, nod, in case you do, here, let's just inject you and all your friends just in case you decide to fornicate at age 11, 12, 13. Disgusting. Unbelievable. His executive order. You say, why would he do such a thing? Isn't he a Republican? Oh, man, I thought the Republicans are doing what's right and everything like that. I'll tell you why. Money. The love of money. Listen to this. Follow the money. It leads to Merck. Merck is the drug company providing the vaccine. They donated $5,000 to his campaign the year before he did this, and they spent $250,000 lobbying him. And guess what? One of the three lobbyists. They paid three lobbyists $250,000. That's $80-some thousand each. One of those lobbyists that was lobbying for this drug was formerly on Rick Perry's staff. Did you hear that? Part of his staff is the one that's pushing for this drug bill. They're donating money to his campaign. They're receiving, his staff member, ex-staff member, is receiving money from the drug company to get this thing on the table. That's because this drug costs $360 a pop to vaccinate against an STD. So every girl in Texas age 11 times $360, you do the math. That's a lot of money for a drug company, and especially since there's only one company that makes that vaccine. Only one, Merck. They make the vaccine, $360 a pop, and Rick Perry does not ask for a vote on it, does not go to the people, but says, this is an emergency. These 11-year-olds are going to get all these cervical cancer from STDs. Vaccinate them all, $360 a pop, and force them to be vaccinated before the school year begins. I mean, this is bad stuff. I mean, this is the medical world. I have stacks of information here on vaccines I don't even have time to get into. Bible doctor, you can get my sermon, Physicians of No Value, where I go into some of these facts and go through some of this information. But listen to this. The following vaccines are grown on aborted fetal tissue. Rabies, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis A, smallpox, and IPV. Also the MMR shot. I mean, everybody gets the MMR shot, right? You have to have it in order to go to school. It was made on the backs of aborted fetuses. The facts are right here. These are from scientific websites. The Roman Catholic Church's website is saying here, let me see if I can find it. The Roman Catholic Church's website is explaining that in the United States, 10 different vaccines, chickenpox, hepatitis A, polio, rabies, and rubella, are cultured on aborted tissue from two fetal cell lines known as WI-38 and MRC-5. And it lists the vaccines. He says, the WI-38 human diploid cell culture was developed in July 1962 from a therapeutically aborted three-month-old girl. Did you hear that? A three-month-old girl. It says that both parents are known, and unfortunately for the story, they're still married to each other, still alive and well, and living in Stockholm, Sweden, presumably. The abortion was done because they felt they had too many children. So they decided to kill the next one, and the aborted fetus was used to develop these vaccines on its back. I mean, this stuff is disgusting. This isn't science. This is perversion. Yes. This is wickedness. It's abomination. You think I'm going to inject something into my children that came off an aborted fetus? And yet, we're called a kook if we will not follow the government's plan for vaccination. I've known people personally. The pastor of the church that I went to, his son got vaccinated and almost died from an asthma attack the same day as a reaction to the vaccine. Autism from vaccines. Asthma from vaccines, mercury, lead, aluminum being found in vaccines. things that are basically causing people to be infertile in vaccines. I mean, these are documented facts. And yet we just, whatever they want to inject or swallow or whatever, just do what you want with me, doc. We got to stop this madness.